T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So I went to a wedding yesterday in New Hampshire. A friend of mine got married in the woods. It was such a beautiful service. Very basic, nothing crazy. It was just everything she wanted. It was perfect. And it was it was the way in which they read their vows that I thought at first was like, wait, what now? But then as it happened, it was pretty remarkable. She wrote her vows on her arm because she didn't want to forget them.
Right.
But she didn't want to carry a card because she already had the bouquet and her dress was a little big, you know. Mm-hmm. So she wrote them on her arm.
Because a cue card would look crazy.
Too much to carry, Dan. Too much to carry. You don't understand. Having to pick up that dress and the giant bouquet. And then her husband-to-be, he too wrote them on his arm.
I just can't imagine seeing two people with Sharpie on their forearms.
It was remarkable. As I said, at first I was kind of like, wait, what now? Honey, you look so pretty. Why are you doing that?
Guys, don't do that.
But that's what they did. And so he went to read his vows, took his sleeve, rolled it up,
right,
read down the vows.
How long were they?
His were quite short. Hers, on the other hand, was wrist to elbow.
Unless you got a really thick forearm, you better shorthand that.
Yeah, hers was wrist to elbow pretty much all the way around. So, however, hers started with, and it was the most remarkable beginning of a vow I've ever heard in any vow I've ever vowed. I've never met anyone that loves ketchup as much as me. Until I met Justin.
That's goals right there.
Is that how you know it's real?
It was awesome. And the best part was that by the time, I did too, and I don't even think we had vows, and that might say something. And by the time she got to the end, like it was sort of at the bend of her elbow, so I think it had started to wear away because she was kind of took a stop and went, oh yeah, and then remember to continue to say it.
I would be nervous because it's the wedding day and you're reading your vows, so I'd start to sweat.
Right. I think that's what happened
I'd
at the end
there. I'd have a smudgy vow.
Yes, you would, Dan. Yours would be like imprinted on your dress shirt because it would just like copy right over.
I take you.
I think I love you.
And I know it's hard. Some people, public speaking is hard and you get very nervous and it's already a nerve-wracking day, so why not do everything you can to set yourself up for success?
I don't know.
I loved it.
Oh, no, I get it.
I loved it.
I'm nervous public speaking. Like, in here, I pretend like no one's listening, so it's easy.
Well, they aren't.
But when you're in front of people, it's different.
We got a text message from the 203. I read my vows off a paper fortune teller. You know, the things that used in elementary school. My wife did not know I was doing it. So do you think that meant he said purple, P-U-R-P-L-E?
Yeah, like, that's what I'm confused.
And then he went in the middle, and then opened one, and that was his vow?
But the inside has your fortune, so that say, like, I will take you? Like, the four on the inside, that's like, you will end up married and blah, blah, blah. Like, did it just say, okay, now we're going to do this. Now we're officially married.
Maybe each one was specific for the situation, just didn't know which one you were going to land on.
What path will you take? She's like, this isn't up for grabs.
It's a choose your own adventure about.
Does he just do the thing and then go, one or four, honey, one or four?
Which one? They're like, you counted wrong, Steven. No, go back.
He said exactly what I did.
You know, that's kind of baller.
Look, it's your day, and I just love the fact that it was like, convention be damned. I'm going to do what I want and what makes me comfortable, and this is the person I love, and they get me, and I get them.
Like ketchup. You like ketchup. You're trying to get hitched.
Let's go.
Do this thing.
So it was a miraculous day.
It would have
so
been cool if then they tattooed the vows on their arms.
I thought about that. I kind of was going to say something, but it was a lot. But anyway, I took a picture of it. So if she ever needs it, I have it before I got all washed up.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.